The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you. The 11 disciples set out for Galilee to the mountain where Jesus had arranged to meet them. When they saw him, they fell down before him, though some hesitated. Jesus came up and spoke to them. He said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore, make disciples of all the nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to observe all the commands I gave you, and know that I am with you always, yes, to the end of time." The Gospel of the Lord. An age of the internet and all things associated with it, an age for instant answers, and of course, being able to find the answer to almost any question, whether it's the right one or not, we can Google whatever it is, means that an age that knows nor cares little for mystery, because there's no room for mystery, because we can know everything. Of course, what we know is that isn't actually so. Nothing wrong with it, but in a sense, even each other, some of you probably been married a long time, suddenly will discover something about each other you didn't know at all. We can know a lot about each other, and at another level, very little. So if that's true of us, it's more true, of course, of God. The more we discover about God, in a sense, the more mystery that his presence and his love can become. Mystery means that we can't dispel the mystery of ages. Mystery means that we can never say the final word about God. If we could capture God, he wouldn't be God. There's always more to discover. There's always more to share. There's always more to experience about God. And in that sense, the mystery of God invites us never to abandon the endless task of being growing deeper and deeper into the power behind not just the universe, the whole of everything in creation. And so as Christians, our entry into the mystery of God is the person of Jesus. And we've spent the last 3 months drawing closer to Jesus through Lent and Eastertide to Pentecost, drawing closer to him, walking, as it were, with him, knowing that he walked our ways. He came down to earth from heaven, who is God and Lord of all, and walked those ways with us, so that we've someone, and the great mystery of the ascension, someone at the heart of God, is taking his human nature into that mystery. But it still remains mystery and all that. And we've understood as we followed through how Jesus is the Word of God communicating with us in the way that we understand as a human being all the things and weaknesses we have except sin, of course, and bringing us into communion with God too and with each other. And that we share that bond together with the Holy Spirit who was given to us as Jesus ascends. And so all that mystery we've celebrated in these, as I say, 90 days from beginning of Lent to Pentecost, we've come now to celebrate the mystery of God to his Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Many think that, of course, the Trinity isn't there in the Old Testament. It's just something new or later on, but it's not. There, that first reading declares the greatness of God the Father, who speaks from the fire, the heart of the fire, the Spirit, speaks the Word, who is the Son, and who calls us to be his people, his own people, from generation to generation the church. So it's all there in that first reading, Deuteronomy. The greatness of God, who speaks the word, the Son, from the heart of the fire, the Spirit who comes as fire, to us, forming a people. So it's right there. And our great God speaks that to Moses. Jesus, of course, always seen as a second Moses in the way of the second Adam and Jeremiah, all foreshadowing, but nevertheless, it's all there in the earliest parts of the scriptures. And in a way, that reading is saying, humanity, you are great, but only if you live God's love. God is great, not in your power-seeking, foolish philosophy, but in love. And that comes through from that reading. And that's why we can respond, happy the people the Lord has chosen as his own. Because if we respond to what God shows us in love in the creation and in himself, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in love, then we respond, happy the people who the Lord has chosen as his own. But then the second reading, how the whole always hangs together, that fundamental Trinitarian text, that gem at the opening words, everyone moved by the Spirit is a firstborn son, able to free and fearless to call God Father. So we move by the Spirit, as sons and daughters, to call God Abba, Father. And it's nice hearing little children make a little noise, because their first words are often Dada, Mama, Dada. And Abba, Abba is the Aramaic of that. And that's what Jesus is saying. Call God Dada like you do from the childhood, because he loves us from the beginning. So in that second reading, the Father, Son, and Spirit are expressed in the text there that presents the life of the Spirit. So now from Pentecost till we get to Christ the King, and as someone said, Christmas gets nearer, then we move on again. But it's that life in the Spirit. Happy the people the Lord has chosen as his own. Yet the Trinity is still a mystery. In the same way that the vault of heaven and the full of stars and the vastness of the ocean, it's more of a mystery. And when scientists suddenly come out that, you know, they thought they'd got the universe all as it was, and then suddenly they find this huge or many more galaxies and all sorts of things, wonderful. We're entering into more mystery than ever, because that is God. We can never contain him. But St. John of Damascus, one of the early fathers, wrote of God in these images that might help to understand the Trinity in a sense. He said, think of the Father as the spring of life, of the Son flowing from that spring, and of the Holy Spirit as the sea. For the spring, the river, and the sea are all one nature. Or, he says, think of the Father as the root, of the Son as a branch, and the Spirit as the fruit. Which, of course, at Pentecost, we're given the gifts of the Spirit that we may bear the fruit of the Spirit. Because the substance of the branch and the root and the fruit are the same. Or think as the Father as the S-U-N, the Son. The S-O-N as the rays of the Son. And the Holy Spirit as the heat of the Son. But they're all just images. There's, of course, the clover leaf. There's so many images of the Spirit, to the triangle of the Trinity. But all of it is just trying to express what we cannot, in our humble way, express the truth. God is infinite mystery. And that's why we prepare, week by week, to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Because it's a mystery that when we say, let your spirit come upon the gifts that we brought up, they changed to become the body and blood of the Lord. That's a great miracle that happens. And that's why we're here. And we worship God. Trinity in unity. Three persons, one God. But the God above all who loves and calls us his people.